So now
Thank you, Luis.
the planning for tomorrow's discussion.
Okay, so actually, just to make one comment before going to the planning for tomorrow. So Stirl showed the first page of the 1989 advanced LIGO proposal. Sorry, the initial LIGO proposal. I have notes on the second page. It's a quote saying it must be considered that there is nothing more difficult to carry out, nor more doubtful of success, nor more dangerous to handle than to initiate a new order of things. And some may recognize that as a Machiavelli quote. And if you're one of the 3,500 authors of the multi-messenger astronomy paper, you may find that prescient a little close to home. So, but we're all friends now. So, okay. So, topics for tomorrow. What we've done is the questions that came up the last couple of days. Dan, Udi, and I have grouped these into five general categories, and we've asked some volunteers to lead the discussion. So we'll do this tomorrow. What I'll do is I'll run through these quickly now. If you have any comments, please email us, speak up now. We'll send these around to the moderators. So we'll spend about half an hour, 40 minutes on these with these people moderating the discussion. So this was the first thing that came up, discussion of the emission mechanism. What we'd like to do is basically have enumerate the various different models of emission for the gamma rays, early optical, mid-optical, the late emission in radio X-ray, get a name next to each of those as an advocate for each one of those, and then challenge, as Luis said, to basically say, you know, what would convince you that your model is wrong? So what observation could we make that would convince you that you would give up on your own favorite model? So Vasis and Yaya are going to do that. The next kind of general class of topics is what are the possible formation channels? There was some discussion about future mergers, neutron star black hole, what's the rest of the gravitational wave discovery space, as Bob just said. Do we have a good handle on the rate constraints from gravitational waves, EM and R process? We had a nice talk about that today. How much tension is there between heavy R process, light R process, galactic competition? Are there types of events that produce different heavy and light R process ratios? And Elliot's going to lead that discussion. One of the things that came up was what information does the astronomy community want from LIGO, Virgo, and why? The critical thing here is why. So we have several LIGO, Virgo people here at this conference. I think it's probably fair to say that the attendees here are all on the very open science side of things. We'd like to be able to go back to our colleagues and basically say, you know, we want to be as open as possible, not just because it's the right thing to do, but here's the science that could be enabled by being more open and releasing mass ratios, masses, and the GCNs, as well as just sky maps, things like this.
Is that information to be released in the first minutes or 2 years later, I guess?
I think both of those are certainly the first minutes. I mean, what could we release quickly besides the sky map that would actually be useful? Could a mass ratio be useful? Because then you might be able to predict, you know, inclination angles, mass ratios might give you some more information on what you're actually looking for when you're going after an optical counterpart. But then again, you know, 2 years later, what would be useful to come out with mining the data? One of the things that Andy brought up, so Carell's going to moderate that, one of the things that Andy brought up were discussion of the inefficiencies in the EM observing campaign. Is there any point in discussing more coordinated strategies? And what do we get from the early data? What's the most important gravitational wave and electromagnetic information to get out and get circulated quickly? So then we had a group of questions on dynamical ejector, equation of state related stuff. So this is Chuck's question. What's the master dynamical ejector, velocity distribution of the ejector, YE fraction? Is there tension between the ejector predictions from the simulations? What's the level of agreement between the simulations? And is there any effort for systematic explorations of the parameter space or comparisons between the simulations? This is something when we're doing the binary black hole simulations and calibrating waveforms against binary black holes, it was useful to have systematic explorations of the parameter space and coordinated comparisons between the results. So have some discussion of that. The question of what's the most likely EM counterpart to the next BNS event and the first NSBH event. Will all future bineutron stars look like the one we just saw? Probably not. What are the predictions for other inclination angles, mass ratios, etc., and what's the fate of the remnant? And Tanaka's agreed to moderate that discussion. Then finally, it's just a bit of opportunity to have discussion on the inclination angle, Hubble constant. Will we get better results from gravitational waves or EM observations? What are the systematics in the inclination angle from the EM observations? Steve's talked about that a bit for the gravitational waves. Also, what is the state of the art in neutron star black hole and binary-neutron star simulations? What are the prospects for the future? So looking at the information in the in-spiral waveform from NR simulations, I think things have not changed significantly in terms of our accuracy of BNS simulations for the in-spiral in the last year or so. What's the prospects for the future going there? Do we need a huge investment of resources in new NR infrastructure, or can we keep working with the current codes? And do the waveforms properly include things like dynamical tides in the in-spiral that can take energy out of the orbit and put it somewhere else? And Philip's agreed to moderate that discussion. So that's basically what we've kind of summarized from the conversation we've had over the last couple of days. Any questions, anything we've missed? Anyone like to make any modifications of these based on what we heard today? Suggestions for tomorrow? Or is everyone hungry and thirsty?
So I did think the exercise, as somebody already mentioned, the exercise at the Black Hole Rapid Response Workshop of predictions and things that would falsify models was interesting and useful. And so I think going through that will be a good thing to do.
The crucial part of getting people to sign and publish the statement that
yes.
Yeah, you have to provide the evidence that will shoot down your model and sign and agree to that evidence in advance to make a prediction.
So maybe people will be more inclined to sign up. We can take place.
We convince you that your model is wrong for this event.
That's if there's new data on this event.
And yeah, you'll be passing around a tip jar for Cocoon versus Structured Jet.
I just would like to ask, like, who will be here tomorrow? Just if you can raise your hand if you are here, just to know.
It might depend on how they're
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Good morning.
Awesome. No, I think we could keep the bartender showing up. We're almost there.
Okay. Any more questions? Discussion?
Was there any logistical stranded individuals you haven't talked to? Okay.
They don't know yet. That's right. Put it to the test.
Okay, so I think we're going to probably, this will be the longest one, so we'll start with this one first in the morning, maybe do half an hour, 45 minutes on this. Do this other one in the morning session. These two are related. And then we have a break, and then we'll talk about these three topics. That'll be the organization for the morning. Okay, great. And there's lunch as well. So there's coffee break and lunch tomorrow for people who are staying or stranded, otherwise stranded. Sorry? Yes, starting at 9, yep.
So you're staying for a while? What's your plan?
I'm definitely going to be here tomorrow. Quite a little stick around for this dinner.
Any more comments or questions, or we can break for the day and wait for the bar to... Okay, thanks everyone. We'll reconvene tomorrow morning at 9.
Good thing I didn't say anything incriminating. I was wearing a wire.
Or go to the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm going to leave about 2 years. Maybe I can be here for a while.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
and
also
we got to do it. Maybe on the phone for a little while. Yeah.
There's a WFIRST telecon tomorrow as well.
Oh, I think.
Where they tell us what actually happens.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that might turn out to be quite interesting. But it sounds to me like that maybe the spectrograph will survive.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fun. Yeah, I think if I were betting money, I would say it'll make it at least to the